Jello Beats, holla at me.
Welcome to Hot Topics with Alan Bell, the only podcast bringing you the full scoop on all things Hot Topics in 15 minutes.
Hey.
We're proud to announce that we are now on SoundCloud, Spreaker, Audio Boom, and Podomatic.
Yay.
We have some great Hot Topics today, so don't go anywhere. Our first topic is Bravi Cristina, her organs are failing.
Oh my god.
And is her family, or the doctor, say it's just a matter of time. Before she passed away. So her organs are shutting down, and reliable family sources say at this point doesn't matter if Bobby Brown withdraws life support, that she's dying.
Really?
And what do you think about that? Like, there's been a lot of like conspiracies, and people think that her boyfriend did it, but
I don't know. You know, there's that car wreck she was involved in.
I heard that a few days before, because we were talking about that they said that the boyfriend was actually her husband, but now they're saying that they weren't officially married. So I don't see anything with like the money or anything.
No. They said, I read where our insiders found out that none of the money would go to him.
Exactly. So I don't. What's his motive?
But maybe he had access. She could get into her accounts and stuff. Maybe he already has. Who knows?
I don't know.
But I don't know. It's like he's a shady character. They're all shady characters.
They all are.
And it's like it's totally dysfunctional. So who knows?
I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out, I guess. But.
That I guess she's shutting down anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird. I didn't know that happened if you're in a coma.
What, you're shutting down?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought she would stay alive as long as they kept her on the respirator.
I thought so too, but anyways.
It's weird.
So it says when she was taken to the hospital 2 weeks ago, her brain activity was minimal, and a few days later she showed improvement. See, I was reading that she was showing improvement, but then she wasn't.
I know, there's all kinds of crazy stories.
There's all kinds of stories.
You don't know what to believe. They obviously don't have like a well-seasoned, high-paid publicist, that's all.
So,
this is how regular people do it, that have no money to pay a publicist.
So
I don't have like an army of five people like
the
Kardashians.
A few days later, she showed improvement in brain function, but her condition has since deteriorated, and several organs have already been shutting down. And the family now fully understands what's happening. Bobby Brown is holding strong to his religious view and is saying he will do what it takes to keep his daughter alive, even if it's just on life support with no long term hope. But according to the story, it's saying that she's shutting down, so
yeah.
I don't know, there's much that he can do. Some members of Bobby Cristina's family disagree with the decision, but will respect it.
Yeah,
so I guess we'll just have to see how that plays out, but there's like been multiple stories that I've read.
I know, it's crazy, they don't seem to have a publicist, and you know, he's next of kin, so there's nothing that anybody can do except him. He's in charge, unfortunately.
No, this story is interesting.
Gary
Busey.
I thought this was okay.
What?
Okay, go ahead. Let me have it.
Gary Busey in Malibu car accident. He hit a pedestrian.
Uh-oh. Poor Gary Busey.
He's the latest celebrity to get in a car accident because he hit a pedestrian. I think it was last Friday. Law enforcement said Gary Busey was pulling out of a parking space in the Pavilion's grocery store lot when he struck a woman who was walking by. Busey didn't see her as he backed out, and she had her back to him, to his car. The woman, who was on the older side, was knocked to the ground and suffered minor injuries.
Lawsuit.
Paramedics came and treated her on the scene, and she left. But you said lawsuit. I don't think he has any money.
I don't know.
He doesn't have any money. What's she going to get out of him?
Depends on
$5?
If he saved his money and invested well. That's a shame. How many times do I say, watch you, like, it's parking lots are dangerous. Shout out to Gary Busey. Take care.
Our next topic is Amber Rose called Kim Kardashian a whore. And this is like my favorite story of the whole thing.
Wow, someone actually spoke out against the Kardashians? Now they need to find someone to speak out against Kanye. Go ahead.
So Amber
Let me
Rose,
have it.
won't stop until she's at war with all of the Kardashian Jenner sisters. This is my, like I said, this is my favorite story of the whole one, because like someone is like finally like dissing them. Right, like right. Everyone's so scared to say anything to them because they have like, I think it's because they have the E Network like backing them, and now yeah. someone's actually like speaking out.
Well, there's so many of them. It's like a small army. Yeah. You know, they all protect each other.
Kanye, the two Jenners.
It's like the friggin' mafia.
I know. Now. And the mother, let's not forget the mother is running the whole thing. The mother who approves of her 17-year-old daughter dating a 25-year-old rapper.
Right, right. She's not a mother. She's not a good mother. And she's like an evil genius. And then Chloe has that temper. She'll like defend any of her family.
Yeah.
She's got that temper. So did she fall into the trap? Did Chloe take the bait?
It says that, She won't stop until she's at war with all the sisters, and she just
Amber said that?
Yeah.
Or they're just reporting.
No, that's what they're reporting.
Oh, okay.
She's
slinging shade, I see. Yeah.
She's seeing Kim Kardashian West Westara as a jab at Kylie Jenner, calling her a whore. Which is the one that's the 17-year-old that's dating the 25-year-old rapper.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tyga's ex Blac Chyna is Amber's best friend. Then Khloe Kardashian stood up for her kid. Oh, for her kid sister. With a tweet reminding everyone, Amber's admitted she is a stripper since she is 15 years old. Now, like, why is Chloe getting into this?
Right.
Like,
I don't know. I mean, maybe she had to strip to make money.
Now, Amber's fired back with a gem. Oh, okay, she fired back with a meme. A pic of Kanye West with a text in, "Your sister-in-law calls out your ex for being a stripper, but your wife has a sex tape."
Yeah,
and they showed, like, a picture of Kanye, and it was really funny.
I mean, a stripper is not a whore.
And that was Amber's second time blowing up Kim. Earlier, she tweeted Chloe, I'll be that little whore to support my family. Like, your older sister's a whore to support whores.
Yeah.
Does she have, like, someone writing these tweets, or is she sending them?
I don't know.
That's well written.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe she's smart. Even more high school drama hit me with it. Wiz?
Wiz stepped in.
Oh, you started flying Chloe. Oh, because Wiz and Amber are in a fight. Wiz is saying Amber's not a good mother.
And that was Amber's second... Oh, okay, right, okay. Wiz Khalifa, Amber's ex, just started following Chloe on Twitter, seemingly siding with her and Kylie, while Reggie Bush, Kim's ex, is now following Amber.
Oh, that's funny. It's like high school with money.
Wiz, like you said, he just brought out that thing, like, where she's saying she's a bad mother. Mom.
But I think he's saying that because probably the divorce is coming, and the men always do that. They make the ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife look like a bad
person.
They're
not always divorced? I mean, they're not already divorced.
I don't know. We'll have to have our team check that out.
I think they're already divorced.
Really? We'll have to have our insiders check it out. We'll report back. But I thought that sounds like a tactic so she'll get less money for being a bad mom.
That's
or whatever.
A developing story.
Or a lot of times they act like they want full custody of the kids.
No, what did she do before she met?
She dated Kanye, right?
I think so.
Gosh, we need to do a flow chart of this.
I know.
Let's do a flow chart.
But was she dating?
I know she dated Kanye, right?
Yeah, but then
she married Wiz, and then she was
doing a concert with, like, what's his name? Chris Brown.
Oh, she was? Not recently, because Chris Brown was doing a concert that got canceled with two other guys.
Yeah.
Ever.
But does she have any money, I wonder?
I don't know.
Wiz has a lot of money.
Is she a singer?
No. Is she? No.
I don't know. We'll have to do some checking.
So.
We'll get our team on that.
Topic number five is Khloe Kardashian is not back with Lamar Odom. She hasn't seen him or even spoken with him in months.
He's done with
her. But she still will not get off the dime and make her divorce official. Kardashian sources say stories that she's back with Lamar are bogus. She wants nothing to do with Lamar anymore, and she's been steadfast about it. But why? If she doesn't want anything to do with him, why not? Why isn't she getting a divorce?
I don't know.
It goes on to say, there's been no activity in her divorce. She filed in December 2013, but the oh, it has nothing to do with the one that's been filed and there's no movement. Sources tell us Chloe doesn't want to deal with it, but until